Our first Dvar Torah together from Eretz Yisrael. I want to share with you a beautiful idea I saw yesterday by the chief rabbi of England, Rav Mervis. He asks a question that really should be something that we all think about. We're told that Moab and Ammon are not allowed to come into the Jewish people for two reasons. Number one, Asher lo kidmu eschem alechem b'mayim. When you were in the desert, they didn't come out to greet you with water and food. And the second one is that they hired Bilam to curse the Jewish people. So I understand that they hired Bilam to curse the Jewish people. It makes total sense. They wanted to wipe out the Jewish people, and the Jewish people did nothing to them. But that they didn't come out to greet you with water and food, it doesn't make any sense. So Chazal tell us that the reason that they should have come out to greet us was because Moab and Ammon only exist because of Avraham Avinu. And so they should have had such an overwhelming desire to show Hakaras HaTov to the Jewish people that they would come running. And any people that are so devoid of Hakaras HaTov for something like that, they can't be part of the Jewish people. But there's a question. And this is, I think, a pretty critical question. Why did they even need to bring the Jewish people food and water? Didn't the Jewish people have man? They had the Be'er. They had an unlimited supply of both food and water. So what would the value of that food be to the Jewish people? What would it even do to them? And this is, I think, an unbelievable idea. But Mervis suggests the following, and I think that it's something that we could all understand collectively, having been through COVID and all its ramifications over the last year plus, and I certainly personally can feel the same thing. Sometimes food is more than just feeding a person. Sometimes food represents friendship. Food represents a connection. When you have someone over as company, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're hungry, they're not poor, they're not even necessarily in need of the meal. Food represents friendship. It's an opportunity to connect to other people. If Mervis says that's what Ammon and Moab should have done, you're our neighbor, you're passing by, you don't need the food, but here you go, we're offering this to you. What an unbelievable gift you can offer someone with a piece of food. That is what was missing in Ammon and Moab. And a person like that does not have the genetic makeup. They don't have what it makes to be a part a member of Klal Yisrael, and that's why they can't come into the Jewish people. And that, I think, is something that we all recognize. Throughout COVID, when we were not able to have company, there was something missing. Even though the people didn't need the food, but it was something missing. I remember at the beginning of COVID, I went to Dunkin' Donuts as a treat for my kids for Rosh Chodesh, and I went and picked up 3 boxes of donuts and dropped it off at random neighbors' doors because I just felt like, I can't have you over, here you go. And that's certainly something I felt as being greeted into a new community where we don't really know so many people, to have random strangers come to our door in Bidud and offer us food and drink and offer us to get food and pick up and all things like that. What it says to you is, it says, Achim Anachnu. We're friends and we're connected. God willing, we should all feel that connection and go out of our way to make that connection with others. Have a great day.